Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike in studio. Very excited to get this man. He's going to be here this weekend at Comedy Works South at Landmark. TBS said he's one of the funniest comedians around right now. He's an actor, game show host, and this weekend he is here in Denver, Colorado. We got Ben Glebe. What's up, Ben?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Denver.
Thank you for having me. It's been nice to be here for about half a day so far. I've seen nothing, but I like it.
Is this your first time in Colorado?
It is not at all. It is not first time, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm enjoying it this time more than the last time because it's more current.
That's all you can imagine. That's all you can hope for is that the most recent time is the most enjoyable time.
Yeah, it would be bad if it was like, I really liked it 3 times ago, This time it's cool.
It's like, good morning, welcome to Denver. You know, this time not as good. Three trips ago was amazing, though.
It'll get better again next time, maybe, in the future.
I suspect this will be your best trip you've ever had in Denver.
I feel that way for sure. I feel a special vibe in the air. I feel like you and I have a rare connection, and so it's going to be great.
Did you feel that, too? I didn't want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring it up, and it wasn't, like, mutual.
I shouldn't have brought it up, to be honest. I regretted it as I was saying, it's a rare connection. Bring those words back in my mouth!
I think whenever you have a weird connection with somebody, you tell that person.
You got to tell that person.
Anybody.
You usually shouldn't broadcast it on the airwaves, but it's good to tell them privately.
I feel good that everybody around Colorado gets to enjoy this moment with
you. Yeah, why not? I feel like they should be there for the birthplace of our love.
Down in the stairway. Mm-hmm. Comedy 103.
That's exactly right. Down the stairway of my career going down a drain as I profess
I didn't
my
say
love.
It was going down the stairway. I was just saying down the stairway. We were
right.
going up.
We're going up. No one's going down, okay? Well, you relax. Calm down. Down, get your mind out of the gutter that we placed you in.
We got Ben Glebe. He's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend, man. What's been going on with you?
Everything is good, man. I've been traveling on the Glebe Squad tour, coming to cities all over the country. I'm in Denver right now. That's well established in our conversation so far. So that's exciting news. I'm dropping that info on you right now.
Breaking news.
I am in front of you.
He's not calling me from somewhere else. He is in Denver right now.
I'm in front of you right now. You don't have a rare connection with a man via telephone.
That's true.
I mean, it's harder.
Maybe on Tinder.
Maybe on Tinder. Let's just swipe right, America. Let's do it. I have no problem with that. Everything is good, man. I'm promoting, you know, season 4 of my game show, Idiot Test. We're airing every Thursday night at 10 and 10:30. I don't know what time it airs in Denver. It's a weird time zone we're in here. I don't know what time zone this is.
It's the mountain time zone.
I don't know what
time. I don't know how. It's probably the easiest time zone to remember. It's the mountain time zone. There's mountains.
Just because of the word mountain?
Yes.
You're saying it's an easy word to remember.
There's mountains right there.
It's an easy word to remember. You're saying so no other place have mountains. You see a mountain, you think you're in mountain time zone.
I don't think too many people brag about the Appalachians. The Rocky Mountains.
A strong point.
You know, the Rocky Mountains.
I went to an audition one time, and I finished the audition. It went great. She was like, "That was so great. We just wish you were more Appalachian." I'm like, "It's a very strange request. Yeah. I don't even really know what it means. How do you be more or less Appalachian?" So I just did it again exactly the same and didn't get hired.
Yep.
It's the story of my life.
I enjoyed that, but I bet that joke was really over in Appalachia.
I bet. People are rolling over there in that Appalachian way they do that I don't understand because obviously I can't channel that sort of vibe.
So I was interested when he came here. I didn't know which Ben we were going to get. I didn't know if you were going to come in like really upbeat and excited or maybe a little bit agitated because is it true you've recently become vegan? You've given up sugar and alcohol?
Yeah, that is true.
Is this true?
That is true and mostly gluten-free. I've decided that my enjoyment of life section of life is done, and I'm just kind of going into the punish myself and hate myself and be on the verge of passing out at all moments.
I mean, giving up one of those things is hard. You decided to just cut out, like, everything almost. I mean...
Yeah, it's a weird choice that I've made. I regret it every day. I'm questioning it, but I committed to 3 months of this. I do not plan to do it for life.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing 3 months trying to take out all the things people say are poisonous and bad for your body. I said, let's take them all out as a challenge to myself. I'm not getting any younger. If I don't try it now, I'll never do it. and I'm doing it, and I'm on the verge of fainting at all moments.
How many days are you at right now?
I'm at a month. Almost 30 days.
Okay.
And so I got 2 months left, and I've lost a lot of weight originally, but then when I started this part of the diet, the vegan and the gluten-free and the no sugar, because I lost the weight on a different diet.
Yeah.
But then now I'm doing this, I'm actually... one of the few things you can, I'm the most annoying person in the world at restaurants now. I literally take 20 minutes to order. I'm like, so in the gluten-free sandwich dish there is the pasta, and then also is in the sauce. Is there any sugar in the sauce? And they have to go ask the chef a bunch of questions. Yeah. They're definitely spitting in my food. And
they just come out with a loaf of lettuce and be like, have at it.
Yeah, I'm like, but is that the lettuce been washed in a tap water that has any sort of sugar content?
Yeah.
And so one of the only things I can order at most restaurants that is fitting all those criteria is French fries. Somehow it doesn't hit any of those categories. Okay. So I'm the only vegan who's getting fatter now. I'm going backwards. I'm gaining weight, eating French fries every day.
Yeah.
But the one thing, yes, it's hard to cut the alcohol out. That was the biggest challenge. But thank God, I still got weed.
Well, there you go. And you're in the perfect town for that right here in Colorado.
I'm in a good town for that.
But you picked a terrible time to start the 1 month because, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of other people that are also gave up, well, one thing for Lent, and they're going to be done on Sunday. So all these people are going to give that were giving up stuff will be getting back to it. Well, you still got 2 months to go.
Yeah, I'm not even doing it for religious reasons.
Yeah,
I'm not
doing it.
I'm just doing it to be an idiot and to be like the worst stereotype of people from LA who are too health conscious. I hate myself right now. I despise me.
Well, we love you over here.
So that's really all that sweet.
If you're not going to love yourself, we love you.
Maybe we should hit up that stairwell. You
that's
know
what we got. We got Ben Gleave. He's at a Comedy Works South at Landmark. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. And so you're doing, obviously, the stand-up. You're on the road. But like you said, you got your game show. You're acting. You know,
got the Showtime special, Neurotic Gangster, airing right now as well.
You got a podcast.
Yeah, Last Week on Earth is my podcast. I'm talking politics on there and covering the week's news. But if you check out my Showtime special, you can watch it and still come out to the Comedy Works shows. It's entirely different jokes, 100% new material. This is my new hour I'm doing right now. So you won't see the same thing twice unless you ask me to. Then I will.
Do it over. Do the Showtime special. Yeah. You might get 2 shows in one night.
Absolutely.
And I mean, with your podcast, I imagine there's nothing to talk about.
No,
politics.
It's kind
I mean,
of a slow time.
It's
got to
be boring
right now, right? It's a slow time, but it's the best time. Okay,
yeah.
It's the greatest time we've ever had. Okay, a lot of people are saying that I'm kind of creating a godlike time in America with unprecedented success, and I say it's true.
Yeah,
I say it's true.
Bigly success.
Bigly. A lot of people are like, can you make it less successful? Can you make America less great? And I say, I can't. It's going to be so great. You're going to say, could you make it less great? I say, I can't. It's going to be super califragilisticexpialidocious great.
That's how great it's going to be.
That's how great.
Sort of like definition of what your shows are going to be this weekend.
That's what they are. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have been talking about how it's like going to be a weekend of comedic glory. And those words didn't come out of my mouth. I'm quoting The Nation.
Okay, the entire nation.
I'm quoting the entire nation.
The Black,
nation. White, red, now feel the vibration.
Yes.
Come on. Feel it,
is
feel it.
Now, is this The Nation or is it The Glebe Nation?
It's The Glebe Nation.
Okay, it's The Glebe Nation.
Well, no, the American Nation said that quote.
Oh, okay.
The Glebe Nation's known it for a long time. The Glebe Squad tour that I'm
Glebe
on right
Nation
now.
The Glebe Nation liked it.
The Glebe Nation liked that statement, but it was America that spoke.
Okay.
Yeah, the electoral and popular vote.
Oh, you won both.
I won both.
So this isn't even a tested theory.
It's unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
To win as big as I did, considering I just can make up whatever facts I'd like.
Undisputed.
Undisputed heavyweight champ of saying things about myself.
I mean, you can say what you want about Trump, but I mean, somehow he can say he hates China one day and loves them the next, and Russia one. I mean, he just with ease just goes left and right.
Well, that's what happens when you're deciding your policy positions based on a magic 8-ball.
Yeah,
that's what happens, and perhaps an actual 8-ball as well. I feel like he's always like, it's Bigly. Let me just say, like, why is he sniffing so much? The dude is up at all hours, tweeting angrily, sniffing all the time, changing his positions. He literally might be hitting up 8-balls and magic 8-balls.
Well, I was going to say, you have to realize it's not even a magic 8-ball. It's just an 8-ball he found, and he just sees words on it.
I mean, right, exactly right. This guy's got all three kinds of 8-balls happening. A pool 8-ball, a magic 8-ball, an 8-ball of cocaine. He's got the whole trifecta of the 8-ball.
If he ever stopped by the studio, we'd have to keep him away from our pool table because we don't know what kind of economic policy would happen from that.
You don't know. He'd see all those balls. I love balls. I'm a big fan of balls. I always have loved balls. Unless tomorrow I hate balls. I prefer squares.
Yeah. Minnie starts talking about Chinese president's balls. That's when it just gets a little out of hand.
You better believe it. Those could be ping pong balls. They could be those little Benoit balls. They could be those little balls that have chimes in them that you move around in your hand trying to not make them ring so you can get zen.
Stress-free zone.
Stress-free zone. Yeah, that's what the White House is these days. It's a stress-free zone because he's not
there. Because he's never there.
He's in
Florida.
Mar-a-Lago playing golf. The White House is empty. You can roam around like Kevin McAllister style.
People are hopping a fence every other day.
That's exactly right. People have been hopping that fence. Like, what is the Secret Service doing? Because during Obama
never there. They're in Florida all the time.
Yeah, but even in Obama, every 2 days, people are jumping the fence. It's like, how are you going to secure the border with a wall? You can't even secure one house. It's a little bit absurd. Build a wall around your own house pretty solid before you decide you can do thousands of miles of wall.
That's probably a good first step.
Yeah, see if you can secure like a more reasonable area. It's like a little sample size, kind of like the old Zoolander. How are you going to fit children inside this house? What is it, a house for ants?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Baby steps.
Yeah, baby hands.
So we got...
You understand. Look, there's no problem in that department. If you're judging my penis size compared to the size of baby penises, I've got an average size penis.
I've got an
average baby size penis, okay? It's one of the best baby penises you've ever seen.
Exactly. We got Ben Glebe, Comedy Works out this weekend. What you got coming up later this year? What's next for you, man?
Heading out to Atlanta, to St. Louis, to Tampa, Florida. I got more idiot tests coming at you, brain teasers that I help create and challenging your brain. We got celebrity episodes, kids episodes, weird theme rivalry episodes coming at you. Joey Fatone's on an episode coming up, so that's exciting.
So a lot of free time.
I'm writing a book, doing the Today Show a lot, flying to New York all the time with Kathy Lee and Hoda. I've got a lot of time on my hands. I'm just kind of lounging.
We're glad you could, we're glad you, like, with all this free time, you can make time for us.
Listen, it's my pleasure, Big Mike, when you have a connection with someone so rare and so pure.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't deny it. You have to see it through. In fact, I got these for you.
I appreciate it. Some flowers.
The bouquet of flowers. A lot of people say bouquet.
Somehow magically ended up in my studio, and now it all makes sense.
Now it's kind of connecting. And I wrote you a card as well. And even though...
My nickname's Susan.
Your nickname is Suzanne.
Hello,
Suzanne.
Well, just for the simple fact that Ben got me flowers, you got to go to his show this weekend.
Yeah.
Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. He's going to be at Comedy Works South at the Landmark down here. Ben Glebe, thank you so much for making time.
Free
boys,
meet
man.
And greet after every show.
Oh, boom. There you go.
I like that. We will hug each other. We'll Snapchat ourselves till we're silly in the face.
Not even an additional $5 charge or anything.
It's a free meet and greet. You can buy the CD if you want, but there's no purchase necessary.
If you sneak $5 in his back pocket, he won't say anything either.
No, listen, I would never allow that. I mean, you can just get a free grab if you want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever gets people in the seats.
All right, well, then I'll go, and you can sneak $5 in my pocket.
Dude, got a stairwell. I got to get out of this building somehow.
Oh, the minute you walk out, I'm blocking that off. Nobody can go that stairway ever again. It's my spot.
Not washing your hand after.
Exactly.
I appreciate that so much. I'd love if we could erase this whole conversation.
All right, delete.
Very uncomfortable for me.
It was great not talking to you, man.
Same here.
Thanks so much, man.
My pleasure.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.